Chapter 9. Where to go? Karen tried to think. She was hot. Perhaps she was dying. She was dangerous to other people. Dangerous to Drew. She couldn't phone him. She was alone. She forgot about Pete in Washington. She sat down on the ground and cried. She wanted to die quickly. 3 hours later, Drew found her there. She was still sitting on the ground. Her face was white and empty. She didn't look up when he walked across to her. Karen, my Karen, come with me at once. Someone from the factory phoned me. I know everything. Karen, look at me. Don't come near me. I'm dangerous to you. Don't be stupid. I talked to the doctor at the factory. He says you're not dangerous to anyone. You've had a shower, so your body's not radioactive now. Karen looked up into his face. And you believe him? Do you still believe anybody in that place? Do you also believe I stole uranium from the factory? Of course not. Did they say that to you? That's terrible. Wait until tomorrow. When I get in there, they'll be sorry they ever said that to you. It's no good, Drew. I'm dying, said Karen quietly. I don't know how this happened, but I know one thing. There are people at that factory who want to see me dead. Karen, you're tired. You need a holiday. You must leave the factory like me. Come home with me now. Home? I haven't got a home anymore. Karen put her head in her hands. Drew looked at the empty house. His face was white and angry. Did they do that too? Karen, my house is your home from now on. He took both Karen's hands and pulled her to her feet. He helped her to his car and took her home.